The Forum on China-U.S. Business Collaboration is part of the 2017 U.S. National Governors Association Summer Meeting in Providence, Rhode Island. Chinese Ambassador to the United States, Cui Tianchai, told the meeting that bilateral economic ties and local exchanges have seen fruitful results over the years and they are vitally important for China-U.S. relations.
We are now making even greater efforts to expand such cooperation and exchanges. We have established 7 pairs of trade and economic exchange mechanisms between Chinese provinces and U.S. states or cities, including the states of California, Texas, New York, Iowa, Michigan, Washington, and the city of Chicago. Under these mechanisms, more than 50 investment programs were signed last year with contracts totaled $2.5 billion. And there will be over 100 trade missions traveling across the Pacific this year.
China has become a major business partner of the U.S. Statistics show that trade volume between China and the U.S. reached nearly 520 billion yuan in 2016, 211 times the amount when the two countries established diplomatic ties. Mutual investment has passed $60 billion. The governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan, listed successful economic cooperation cases with China. He said he was looking forward to more Chinese companies' involvement in Maryland development.
We're really proud of the excellent relationship that we have with China, which is evident through the success of the 27 Chinese companies that are already headquartered in our state, including HIT Robot Group, Salubris Biotherapeutics, Moco Bio Life Science, and Top Alliance Biosciences, just to name a few. China is Maryland's 5th largest export market and our 4th largest market for imports. And looking ahead, we very much want to further strengthen Maryland's ties with China, and we want to find ways to do even more business together in the future.
Meanwhile, Chinese firms are also seeking investment opportunities to introduce U.S. programs to the domestic market. Qi Bing, vice manager of the China Investment Corporation, said they have prepared $200 billion for overseas investment and are particularly optimistic about developing U.S. programs in China.
CIC is trying to look for is to invest in the States opportunities in those products or technologies or services or business models which can be married with Chinese 1.3 billion consumer markets. So the investment is not just about investment, it's about synergy and integration. And that's where CIC can add value.
In parallel with the forum, more than 20 Chinese and U.S. companies have signed agricultural agreements worth $5 billion for China to import soybeans, pork, and beef from the U.S. A signing ceremony for the agreement was held in the Midwestern U.S. state of Iowa. The move is part of a 100-day action plan agreed by the Chinese President Xi Jinping and his U.S. counterpart Donald Trump during their face-to-face meeting in April. For CRI, I'm Yang Guang.